In Afghanistan, election workers are auditing the 8 million votes cast in last month's presidential election. The process is happening under UN supervision. The audit was part of a deal brokered last month by Secretary of State John Kerry. It happened after candidate Abdullah Abdullah rejected preliminary results showing his opponent Ashraf Ghani in the lead. After another visit by Kerry last week, the candidates agreed the audit should be completed by the end of this month. But NPR's Sean Carberry reports it is well behind schedule.
You have to pass through five body searches and an X-ray machine just to get inside the Election Commission compound. Once inside, you're searched again as you enter one of the giant metal hangars that are full of ballot boxes waiting to be audited. The process is excruciatingly slow, in large part because there are constant arguments over technicalities.
Every day we have fighting, every day we have problem.
Mohammed Bilal is a supervisor for Ashraf Ghani's campaign. He says Abdullah observers disagree about how to proceed with a box that was left unfinished the day before.
The Abdullah guys, they said that we have to recount this. And I told them that we just continue.
Jawed Hassanzai is the Independent Election Commission's coordinator in this warehouse.
If we are not reached to a result, so we're going to call to the UN observer to have a final decision on that.
He says most boxes require the UN to make a ruling. Election workers say the majority of disputes result from Abdullah monitors claiming Ghani ballots have similar marks and are fraudulent. Ghani observer Bilal.
We are just for defending our ballots, but they are trying to make some change in our results.
Abdullah observers say that Ghani staff refuse to sign the audit sheets when there are allegations of stuffing in favor of Ghani, and that's why the process is so slow. Though both sides agree, another problem is that new workers arrive each day, and there are frequent procedural changes. There are nearly 23,000 ballot boxes, and the goal is to audit 1,000 a day, but most days they're lucky to reach half that. A crowd hovers around a particularly contentious box. It's from the province of Wardak, where Ashraf Ghani saw more than 1,000% increase in his vote count between the first and second rounds.
I think these are the same.
UN observers pile up ballots from this box they say have similar markings. They will have to be further evaluated, but not tonight. After hours of scrutiny, time is up for the day.
All right, so we finish this one tomorrow.
Election workers say if the audit continues like this, it will take months to complete.
Good night, everybody.
Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.